The conversation on family separation is at a high pitch right now. Youth Radio's team covering the border spoke with young people from El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico, who grew up never seeing the border as a dividing line. Billy Cruz reports.
Along the dry, rocky desert of El Paso, past all the food chains and shopping malls, a brown fence stretches for miles.
Is this giant fence that we are looking at right here, is that the border?
Yeah, so this freeway right here, like going like in two different directions, is I-10, and then you go down, and then it's the actual border, and then you're in Juarez.
Antonio Villaseñor Baca is 22. He was born here in El Paso, a huge borderplex that spans the Rio Grande River. But he has an uncle in Juarez, and growing up, Antonio's dad would take him back and forth a lot.
You know, like if you want to go out and party, you go to Juarez. You have family in Juarez, but you live in El Paso or vice versa. It really seems like just a huge hassle to like go through all of this stuff at the border.
For young people like Antonio, life on the border isn't just about the momentous crossings we read about in the news. Commuting between two countries is a part of everyday life. There are even kids with dual citizenship who live in Juarez with their parents and cross the border to go to school.
It's really weird because growing up as a kid, there's just other kids in your school. And it's not until you get older that you start seeing, well, it's the kids who speak Spanish who are doing the daily commute. And it's when the terms like American and Mexican-American start coming into place.
Many people and goods flow between El Paso and Juarez every day. The culture and economies of both cities rely on each other. 23-year-old Kenya Guerrero is part of that flow. She grew up in Juarez, but just finished college in El Paso. And she crosses the border every day to help out at her parents' cowboy boot shop.
Yeah, so we are at the Santa Fe Bridge. This is in the central part of El Paso. As you can see, like cars are coming in from Juarez. It usually takes about half an hour to 3 hours to cross El Paso.
To make her commute easier, Kenya got something called a sentry pass, which cuts down the time it takes to cross. Thousands of people in the El Paso-Juarez region pay the fees and go through the background checks to get one. Kenya says she feels equally at home in Juarez and here in El Paso.
My first 15 years, I didn't know about borders. Like, I live in Juarez, but I would buy my clothes here and would buy certain food items here. It was pretty normal, and now it's not like that anymore because you're sometimes afraid.
Now, Kenya has to be extra careful whenever she crosses, because she says agents have gotten stricter since President Trump took office. If she's caught with a prohibited item, like even an apple she packed for lunch and forgot to throw away, Kenya could lose her fast pass. Recently, she had a close call.
I had a crushed candy in my cup holder, and the agent asked me, "Is that cocaine?" And I got nervous, not because it was cocaine, but because it's just a question, like, how can he think that I'm bringing cocaine? I just told him something along the lines, no, but if you want to try it, you can.
The agent passed on the candy and eventually let her cross. As security and media attention at the border increases, Kenya and Antonio are just trying to hold on to their sense of hometown normalcy.
Yeah, it's a border, and anywhere else in the country will say it as such. But for us, it's just two cities that's divided by a fence.
For the time being, at least, Antonio and Kenya will keep crossing that fence. Because for the people who live and work here, these two cities, El Paso and Juarez, really do feel like one. For NPR News, I'm Billy Cruz in El Paso, Texas.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.